Hello?
May I speak to Miss Caitlin May?
Yes, this is her.
Hey, Caitlin, this is Tammy. I'm calling back from the Unemployment Compensation Call Center.
Mm-hmm.
Our call got disconnected.
I thought I was in the not me. Having a disconnected call in the midst of everything. Do I got to start over?
No, ma'am.
Okay. That's going to hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay.
We was at the question, are you seeking work in your current occupation?
I was just going to say yes.
Yeah.
Simple fact. Yeah.
Okay, Caitlin. I'm still here. Okay, could you provide me with your separating employer?
Say it again.
Your last place of work?
It's Walmart.
Okay. Do you happen to have a telephone number for them?
I don't.
Where was this Walmart at?
It's in Lakeshore, the Lakeshore Parkway.
Is that in Birmingham, Alabama?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Is it the Forestdale Walmart Supercenter?
Yes, ma'am. 1481.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I have that number. I have your last day of work. As 04/14/21, could you provide me with the day you started work here?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. I just have to open up this app. My hire date was August 16th, 2020.
August 16th, 2020. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
Am I expected to get another check? That's what you asked?
Are you expecting to receive any of those pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And this is your last place of employment, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you provide me a reason for no longer working, quit, discharge, other, or lack of work?
Discharge.
Okay. Could you provide me a reason?
Point.
Was you tardy, absent?
It was more tardy than absent. No, it was more absent than tardies.
Okay, I put tardiness.
Okay.
Could you provide me with a person that discharged you in their title?
I only remember her first name, and
that's fine.
She was. Her name is Miss Constance, and
is that Constant?
Yes, ma'am. And she was a team lead.
Okay. Your day of discharge.
In April. The 14th.
Okay. And you did say tardiness caused this.
It is.
What was the final incident that caused you to be discharged?
I was tardy that day by a few minutes, and they pulled me to the office and went over the limitations of their point system, and I exceeded their point system.
So basically, you pointed out.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you commit the act your employer alleges you of? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Any prior warnings for the same or similar act? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. What did you do to try to resolve that problem prior to being discharged?
I tried to talk to multiple people about my scheduling conflict and my availability and try to change my availability.
Okay.
No one was available, or there was lack of management there. So I did try. Before it got to that point.
Okay.
Termination.
I understand. Okay, Ms. May, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like me to generate you a 4-digit PIN to start filing your weekly certification?
Yes, ma'am. That would be great.
Okay. I could provide it to you when you're ready.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me go to this page. Cause I was very confused once I stumbled upon this website.
I'm going to provide you with that 1-800 number in that website promptly after this.
Okay. And let me go ahead and go to my notes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ma'am, I am ready for that pen.
It's going to be 0899. Yeah.
Okay. And all right.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is been filed.
Say it again.
I'm reading you the prompt.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
You okay? The following instruction and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim has been filed as COVID-19 related but not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirements has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for COVID-19 claims are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during your certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done by going online at www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday. Again, that's Sunday through Friday, but no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in loss of benefit. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be Okay. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding your eligibility requirements. Do you have any more questions?
Do not, ma'am.
Okay.
May I have your name again?
Say that again.
May I have your name again?
Tammy.
Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Tammy, for being so patient with me.
You're so welcome, and I do thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center.
Mm-hmm. You have a blessed day. Will that be it?
Yes, ma'am. That's it, and you too.
Be blessed.
Okay.